presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
June 29, 11-12 America, New York. Chinese lithium giant targets up to $1.7 billion in Hong Kong IPO. Tianqi Lithium Corp., one of the largest producers of lithium compounds used in electric vehicle batteries, said it plans to raise the equivalent of up to $1.7 billion in a Hong Kong initial public offering.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
June 29, 11 o'clock America, New York. The routine executive stock sales that raise questions of insider trading. A WSJ analysis of preset trading plans by company insiders shows that executives benefit when sales happen quickly after the plan's adoption. Academics and the SEC say some corporate insiders might be using non-public information to game the system.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
June 29, 10:42 America, New York, U.S. supply of effective COVID antibody drug dwindling. The last doses of the drug, one of a few found to reduce the risk of severe disease even after Omicron, will be used up in late August unless Congress approves more pandemic funding, administration officials say.
New York Times Business.
June 29, 10:38 America, New York, FCC commissioner pushes Apple and Google to remove TikTok. Brendan Carr, a Republican member of the Federal Communications Commission, said he was concerned that the Chinese-owned app could provide Beijing with access to the data of Americans. Policymakers have long worried that TikTok's Chinese parent company, ByteDance, could expose its data to the Chinese government.
Daily FX Market News.
June 29, 10:37 America, New York. Japanese yen price action setups. USD, JPY, EUR, JPY, GBP, JPY, AUD, JPY. USD, JPY has just set a fresh 24-year high and yen weakness remains. Will EUR, JPY, GBP, JPY and or AUD, JPY follow through with breakouts?
BBC News. Business. June 29, 10:33 America, New York. Heinz products off Tesco shelves after pricing dispute. The beans, sauce and soup maker is pausing supply to the UK's largest supermarket in a wrangle over price rises.
BBC News Business.
June 29, 10:33 America, New York. Heinz products off Tesco shelves after pricing dispute. The beans, sauce and soup maker is pausing supply to the UK's largest supermarket in a wrangle over price rises.
New York Times Business.
June 29, 10:30 America, New York. Over 360 newspapers have closed since just before the start of the pandemic. The same pace, about two closures per week, was occurring before the pandemic. According to a new report, major media companies like Gannett have been quick to sell or shut down unsuccessful newspapers.
New York Times Business.
June 29, 9:52 America, New York, the U.S. accused Chinese companies of supporting Russia's military. The Commerce Department imposed trade restrictions on five businesses that it says violated sanctions.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
June 29, 9:43 America, New York. Powell says pandemic could alter inflation dynamics. The Fed chairman said the pandemic had disrupted the economy in ways that might fuel more inflation or volatility in price pressures that could complicate how central banks manage economic growth.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
June 29, 9:33 America, New York, tech giants pour billions into AI, but hype doesn't always match reality. After years of companies emphasizing the potential of artificial intelligence, researchers say it's now time to reset expectations.
Daily FX Market News.
June 29, 9:30 America, New York, DAX, Dow and FTSE mixed as sentiment tug of war continues. Sentiment continues to flip-flop between inflation and recession fears.
Global economy.
June 29, 9:15 America, New York. Modern Roman Empire will help strengthen European unity, says Boris Johnson. UK Prime Minister in favor of Emmanuel Macron's proposal for a broader continental community.
Global economy. June 29, 9:12 America, New York. All-inclusive debt relief will store up trouble in Central and Eastern Europe. Governments seeking popularity are adopting measures that hurt banks and unfairly benefit large property owners.
BBC News Business. June 29, 9:12 America, New York, steel import tariffs extended for 2 years.
Controls have been extended because of global disruptions to energy markets, the government says.
BBC News. Business.
June 29, 9-12 America, New York. Steel import tariffs extended for 2 years. Controls have been extended because of global disruptions to energy markets, the government says.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
June 29, 9 o'clock America, New York. Why now is good time to ask for raise? High inflation and continued strong job growth make now ideal to seek a pay boost, say financial advisors and career coaches. Here are some tips for presenting a compelling case for a pay bump.
Global Economy, June 29, 8:56 America, New York, UK to extend tariffs on steel imports for 2 years. Move risks a legal challenge from the World Trade Organization.
Daily FX Market News.
June 29, 8:30 America, New York, EUR, USD price analysis, German CPI falling, EUR, CHF hits parity. German CPI drops amid government fiscal support, EUR, CHF falls to parity.
BBC News. Business.
June 29, 7:53 America, New York, nearly 5 million fewer donating, says charity sector. Nearly 5 million fewer people are donating in the UK compared to 2019, a survey suggests.
BBC News. Business.
June 29, 7:53 America, New York, nearly 5 million fewer donating, says charity sector. Nearly 5 million fewer people are donating in the UK compared to 2019, a survey suggests.
Marginal Revolution.
June 29, 7:25 America, New York, George Washington can be proud. In recent years, formerly proud universities such as Georgetown, Princeton, and MIT have cravenly failed to defend liberal principles. Justice, however, is about more than punishing and condemning evil.